Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. On behalf of Pastors David and Nicole Binion, thank you for joining us today at the Dwell Church Podcast. For more information about Dwell Church, visit us at dwell.church. Now, let's listen to today's message.
Dwell Church, it is so wonderful to get to come to you in this way during this time.
And I'm sitting here with you, so yeah. Why don't I introduce you?
Oh, you're going to introduce me?
Why don't I introduce you?
Okay,
this
okay.
beautiful thing sitting next to me is my wife of 25 so plus
sweet.
Years, and I love her more and more every day. She's just the best thing that ever happened to me. And so now I'm making it all about me, right? So let's make it about you. Nicole is
let's
bringing
make
the
it
word.
About him.
So now I feel like so unspiritual. So, but when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto him. So see, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
This is as unto the Lord.
Okay.
But Nicole is bringing the word today, and I'm here to join her.
Well, I really want to talk about faith.
That means I get to be a part,
yes,
right?
Yes, I want you to be a part of this. And I want to say, I love that we get to come to you in this way, but I cannot wait until we can gather together again.
Yes, yes,
in a
yes,
room
yes.
together because, you know, when we lift our worship up here on this platform, it is to him. But when you bring your worship in the same room with our worship, something explosive happens.
Yes.
So one thing I pray that comes out of this season that we're all in right now is that we value and honor and love to be together in the house of the Lord together.
I'm missing you guys.
We are missing you so, so much. I still love the scripture. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I know we are living stones, and so he lives inside of us, but there is something so special about coming together, and so we will be coming together
again. Two is better than one, and a threefold cord can't easily be broken, it says in Proverbs.
Yeah.
120.
Yeah.
We're in an upper room.
Yeah.
One mind, one accord.
Yeah.
And so I want y'all to know that during this next 20 minutes or so, if you see Nicole, put her hand under the table. She's grabbing my knee and telling me not to talk so much.
I'm not going to do that today.
You're
not going to do that today.
Okay, let's.
But we're going to talk about, we're still in our series, I Believe in Miracles. And, you know, when we started talking in February about doing this series, it was actually my idea, but anyway, about the importance of knowing the history that our fellow brothers and sisters have with the Lord, but also the history that our ancestors, our spiritual ancestors have with the Lord. And one of the reasons why I love that song Faith Sees so much is that all the verses that talk about the miracles of the Bible, the things that happened in the Old Testament, the New Testament, that we can look at and say, okay, God,
I'll
you
have
did
some of that.
I'll have some of that. Yes. And so the title of my message today is called The Good Fight. Because we are in the good fight of faith. And, you know, during this season, it's a weird time in America. It's a weird time in the world right now. And so you are going to have to fight for your peace. You're going to have to fight for your joy. And how do we do that? We do that by standing firm in the victory of Jesus.
You sang last week. This is how I fight my battles.
Yes, yeah. You know, Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11 is, Pastor John referenced it last week, is the hall of faith. It's an incredible chapter all about our spiritual grandparents, ancestors, of all the things. By faith, Abraham did this. By faith, Moses did this. And then, so it's always an act of faith and then the miracle. But Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So without it, we can't please the Lord. And Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The message says, run hard and fast in the faith. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to. Dwell Church, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embraced in the presence of so many witnesses. So what I really want to do today is just talk about some practical things of how we fight the good fight of faith.
And in this season, I love that we're talking about faith. I love the first scripture. It is impossible to please God without faith. Without faith. Yeah. What is the opposite of faith? If we're seeing, if fear had a persona, we are seeing it now in the earth with this coronavirus.
Yeah.
But God is inviting us to this life of taking risks, because He wants to favor us, but He loves it when we bring Him pleasure.
Yeah.
He wants us to please Him with our faith.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So the first thing, I've got some points for you. So I hope you have your notebook and your pen at home. Okay. I'm going to give you a second. Go grab a piece of paper, get a pen. I want you to write some things down. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. number one is guard your thoughts and your words. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." It is so easy for our thoughts to just go down a dark path, and it can happen really quickly. And especially all the things that are coming at us right now, I'm telling you, you need to put a time limit on how long you're watching the news right now, because you need to get the briefing of what's the latest. And then I want to encourage you to turn it off. And
I love the one briefing from Vice President Pence. He said this last week. He said, "I think we need to spend more time on our knees than we are spending on the internet."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So guard your thoughts and your words. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8, I'm just going to read a portion of it. It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." I had this idea for a message, and maybe I'll develop it. It says it was gonna be you better think. You better think about what you've done. You know the Aretha Franklin song? You better think on what is lovely and what is pure and what is a good report. Whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And that is a discipline. It's a discipline. And guarding our words, Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24, He says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." So we need to guard our thoughts and we need to guard our words. My second point number two, is to be doers, not hearers only. So we need to do.
Can I read a scripture?
You can.
Can I share?
Sure.
So this next scripture, yes. Are you ready for James?
Yeah.
James, the first chapter, verses 22 through 25. And it just happens I get the King James version, the old man's version.
It's a good version.
"But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing the natural face in a mirror. For he does."
Oh, so you messed it up.
"For he does."
He observes himself, goes away,
and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Mm-hmm. "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does."
Yeah, Absolutely. And so be doers, not hearers only. And that is what I mentioned at the very beginning. We talked about an act of faith. An act of faith is required before the miracle comes. And so be a doer, not just a hearer. You know what we call people who don't do what they say? We call those people hypocrites. A hypocrite is a person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. So we don't want to be hypocrites. We're going to take action. We're going to be people of faith. And we're going to be doers of the word. Okay, point number three.
So what you're saying, if people talk about it, if they're all talk and no do,
they're a hypocrite.
They're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number three is have, if not faith. And Pastor John actually mentioned this last week. It's a story of the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And King Nebuchadnezzar had, you know, they had built the idol, and everyone in Babylon.
Yeah, they're all captive. The children of Israel have been taken captive into Babylon, and they're there for 70 years. And during this process of time, this happens.
Yeah, and so when the music begins to play, everyone
strike up the band and bow down.
Everyone's supposed to bow down to the idol. And, you know, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow. And so they were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And so this is a great story. I was reading this story with Carson. I hope you all are sharing Bible stories with your kids during this time when they're not at Dwell Kids Church, right? It can be so super simple. This is just an aside, but you can download the YouVersion Kids Bible app. It's amazing. It's interactive. And be reading as you're homeschooling parents. Why don't you start off the day with a Bible story so that our kids, it's so vital that our kids are hearing these stories. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." That is... that's like where the rubber meets the road kind of faith. That is, our faith is not in the miracle, but our faith is in our God. And as long as he has us, I may not get the exact answer that I'm believing for in this life. I may not see it right here on this planet. But as long as he's got me, I'm going to be okay. Sometimes the answer is my grace is sufficient for you, and his grace is sufficient. So if not faith, that's the kind of faith I want to have.
I like that, if not.
That kind of faith scares the enemy. They're like, he's like, oh, they're the real deal. Okay. Number four.
Sometimes it scares us too, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number four, and this is really important. So you're writing this down. Declare the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The word of God. There's nothing as powerful as the word of God. So I mentioned earlier to guard your words. So the greatest things that you can be saying in this season of uncertainty or whatever else you may be facing in your life. I don't know how this whole COVID-19 is impacting your family or what other mountain you may be facing, but you have got to open your mouth and declare the word of God. That is how you fight to win. Jesus overcame Satan in the desert by quoting scripture. Jesus, the Son of God.
Yes, yeah. Satan came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." You're going to read it.
Yes, I'm going to read scripture. It. Matthew chapter 4. This is kind of lengthy, but it says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" I'm going to just stop right there. I'm going to fast forward to this part. He says, "Away from me, Satan, For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him.
That was the third, that was the third time he tempted him.
After the third temptation, the devil left him and angels came and attended Jesus. So if Jesus' faith was tested, ours will be too.
Yeah.
So you can guarantee there's going to be a test. And that is my number five, last point. There will be a test. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Wow. Believe and don't doubt. The word says such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do if we doubt. So we must believe, but we will be tested. I think we can all look back on, you know, someone, we were having conversation with some of our leadership in the church just the other night, and we said, you know, we were talking about all of this, COVID-19, everything that's happening in our nation right now. And I said, I am not afraid. I have too much history with the Lord to be afraid of this. He has come through for me way too many times. Man, I just in our most recent history, when I think about stepping out into nothing and planting Dwell Church and how faithful he has been. He gives you a word, you act on it. He is faithful. He is going to meet you right there. But your faith will be tested. And so when you have history with God, you can look back and you can be bold and courageous, because you can say, he's come through for me so many times. Yeah. I do not doubt in my heart, not one bit, that he's going to come through for me now. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The Apostle Paul says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through him, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Our friend William McDowell said, hope is the expectation that God will do what he said he would do, and that God is who he says he is. So, and it says, hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So trials produce perseverance. I feel like this whole journey that we're on, again, I know I keep, you know, it's just, it's here. We're
it's
all
where
living
we are.
It.
This is where we are right now.
We're living it. It's like the marathon runner, you know, people that do sprint runs, or they sprint, or they do relay race. You just have to be a quick runner, right? But when you're running a marathon, it's like you have to pace yourself. And so I feel like that's what we're all doing right now. How many more days of until things come get back to normal? We don't know. So this trial is producing perseverance in us, and perseverance is producing character. You know, I don't really trust anybody who hasn't been through anything.
Right, right.
You know, there is authority behind what you say when you have walked through trials and your faith has been tested. I trust that person. That person is trustworthy.
Tommy Tenney said years ago, never trust somebody that doesn't walk with a limp. He was referencing when Jacob wrestled with the angel and was left walking with his hip out of joint, left walking with a limp for the rest of his life. It was this trial that was the constant reminder of his encounter with God. That is pretty heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say this right here. Because when we get the revelation of what trials produce in us, then we can say, like Paul said, We rejoice in the testing of our faith. We glory in our sufferings because we know what it does on the inside of us, how it purifies. We're like put in the fire and we become pure gold when we're tested in the fire. I've got one more scripture. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, it just, this whole thing just reminds me of when I went through the ordeal for 6 weeks with my eye, just everything shut down. Mm-hmm. No travel, couldn't travel, couldn't see. Mm-hmm. And we were locked in, just spending time at the house and believing God and going through the struggle. And we didn't feel like rejoicing in the midst of it, right. But we controlled what we would say. We took into captivity every thought that might try to bring you down into a depression because of the experience that you're going through. Right. But then what God started doing on the other side of it is we are here today. Yeah. Because of the vision that God gave during that time. Absolutely. When there was no physical vision.
Yeah, yeah. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, and then down to 16 and 18, and we're wrapping this up. Mm-hmm. I want to say, we love you, Dwell Family. You know, we call Dwell Church a family because everybody has a role in a family. And so it's so important during this time that we are finding ways to connect with one another, to check on one another, to pray for one another, to help one another out. So we love you. And I just want to say wholeheartedly, we cannot wait until we can all be together again in one place and hug one another, pray for one another. And I'm going to read 2 Corinthians.
Join hands with one another. It'll be okay to touch.
Yeah. The Apostle Paul wrote, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned.
I love this scripture.
Struck down, but not destroyed. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." I hope that's what's happening for you, that you're being renewed, that you're spending time with the Lord in worship, in the Word of God, and that you're being renewed day by day. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So
the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And again, you read it at the top of the sermon. Taking every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so we control what we think, we control what we say, and fight the good fight. This is a good
fight. It's a good fight.
A good fight is a fight that you know we've already won.
It's fixed.
Yes.
It's a fixed fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we just stand in the victory of Jesus, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So fight the good fight of faith, endure, let this produce good things in you. Let, as Bob Sorge told us a couple weeks ago, I keep going back to this, man. He said, as we harness our heart sickness, as we harness the testing of our faith, we dig our roots down deep into God. And so when the promise comes, when the miracle comes, when this season is over, we will be a tree of life for a generation.
Oh, yeah.
And so let's just pray for them right now. Will you pray for
us? Father, we are so dependent upon you. You are the God who sees what we have need of even before we ask. But you tell us to ask. So right now, God, I ask for you to move, for healing to break out. I pray. I pray for favor. I pray for jobs. I pray for income to increase in this season when people are losing jobs, our businesses are closing. God, you have this unique supernatural way to demonstrate provision for your people. and I just release it. Yeah. I release it for the people of Dwell Church. I release it to any of our other friends that are watching from across the nation, from across the world. Yeah. God, I just pray that you would equip us in this season to be good soldiers that'll rise up and fight the good fight.
Yes.
That it's not something that we get with this angry thing, but we have confidence in the God who stretched out on a cross and gave his life and became our victory.
Yeah.
And so, God, we step in it, we walk in it, we see it, we focus, we know that you are our victory.
Yes.
Your blood is so powerful.
Yeah.
And your blood will never lose its power, Andre Crouch wrote. God, we are just so confident in you. We stand in you. We rest in you. We trust in you. And we just declare a peace over your people, a peace that passes understanding. In this crazy storm, we declare peace. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, and I just want to say before we bless you out, and we're just going to bless you right from here, if you got nothing else out of what I said, I want you to get this, to declare, this is your homework, to write out some declarations that you're going to begin to say every day over your household, over your family, over your life, straight out of the Word of God. Find some promises in the Word of God that you will begin to declare every day. The Word of God is alive and active. And so I want to encourage you to do that. We just want to say,
surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life.
And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We love you.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today at the Dwell Church Podcast. For more information about Dwell Church, visit us at dwell.church.